This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The GST Council has approved the rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services tax on common man and middle-class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Rationalizing the indirect tax structure, the GST Council also cut the current 4 slabs down to 2 by scrapping the 12% and 28% rates while retaining the 5% and 18% slabs.
We've resolved classification-related issues and we've ensured that there will be stability and predictability about the GST. Rate rationalization, of course, we've reduced the slabs. There shall be only 2 slabs. These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases, the rates have come down drastically.
All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. Ms. Sitharaman said this move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country. The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chenna and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said the GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions. Health-related also will benefit.
Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said that the 2 rates of 5% and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. Domestic benchmark indices opened sharply higher in green in the early trade this morning, a day after the government announced changes in the goods and services tax GST system in a bid to lower the burden on common people and offsetting pressure from US tariffs. The Sensex was up by 640 points, trading at 81,208, while the Nifty climbed 200 points to trade at 24,915 a short while ago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong today in New Delhi to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Wong is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including cabinet ministers and senior officials. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in the Gujarat region for next 3 days and for West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall is likely over the places of Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha. The Met Department has also issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri paired with Michael Venus of New Zealand stormed into the semi-finals of the US Open. The Yuki-Michael duo is set to face the British pair Neil Skupski and Joe Salisbury later today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.